Chapter 3. The old fisherman finished his prayer, and the sun's light moved across the sky. The sky was pink and gold, and the sea was pink and gold too. The fisherman was quiet now. He felt better after the prayer, and there was hope in his heart now. He pulled the net for the fourth and final time, and threw it into the golden sea. He imagined a fortune waiting for him under the sea. After a moment, the old fisherman pulled his nets for the final time. Again, the nets were heavy, and he was very tired. He prayed it was not stones, dirt, shells, or an animal's body. The old fisherman could see no fish as the net came to the shore. This time there was a large yellow jar. It was yellow copper, and it sparkled in the early morning sun. "This is a very heavy jar," thought the old fisherman. "There must be something inside. Maybe there is a treasure." He was excited now, and took the large jar out of the nets. He put it on the ground and looked at it for a long time. Then he shook the jar, but it made no sound. At the top, there was a lead seal. The lid was tightly shut, and the old fisherman could not take it off. He started to dream about what was inside. "Maybe I can sell this jar to the people buying metals," he thought. "It has something inside. I could buy corn and plants with the money. Then I can become a farmer, and I will not have to fish. Maybe I can buy a house, rest, and watch the days pass." He dreamed like this for a moment. Then the old fisherman remembered he had a knife. He was excited and wanted to see what was inside the jar. He cut the seal with the knife and the lid was off. But there was nothing there. He turned the jar upside down and tipped it, but nothing came out. Then he looked at the jar. Suddenly, there was a thick white smoke. It came from the jar so quickly. The old fisherman was scared and stepped back, away from the jar. Then the smoke rose high in the air. It twisted and turned, and then it came together. It made the shape of a genie, a huge genie, taller than the tallest giant. This was terrible for the old fisherman, and he wanted to run away, but he could not move because he was so scared. The genie did not seem to see him. It spoke to someone the old fisherman could not see. "Solomon, Solomon, my prophet," cried the genie. "Pardon me, I am sorry. I will obey you. Forgive me, let me go." The old fisherman was amazed, so he asked the genie, "What are you saying, genie? There is no Solomon. The prophet Solomon died 1800 years ago. Tell me your story. Why are you in this jar?" Then the genie turned his huge head, and he saw the tiny fisherman on the shore with his empty net. The genie was not afraid now. He smiled then, a terrible smile. The old fisherman did not smile back.